Before we get into today's episode, if you want a bonus podcast episode per week, that's 4 extra a month, plus access to my private Instagram where I post never-before-seen videos, bloopers, deleted scenes, I go live Q&A with my fans, and a portion of it goes to charity, go to treykennedy.com/DLG and become a Do Less guest. treykennedy.com/DLG. Now on to today's episode. 4 years in and still adventuring together. You seen those posts? You seen those posts lately? They would just go on a road trip to like Idaho and like never gets old adventuring with you. Yeah, right. Twice a year you go on an adventure. Otherwise, you're just working from home and going to Trader Joe's. Hey, easy. I mean, me too. Man, I'm going crazy. It's finally hitting me. This whole thing was kind of exciting and fun, and now I'm going crazy. I was gonna go. I was gonna get on my first flight in a long time. Go to Texas. Well, backed out on that one. Shout out Texas. I don't know. So I'm gonna never stop adventuring. Driving to Iowa. Gonna drive to Vermont and pick berries, because what else? I don't even know, man. I don't even know what's going on. But you know what I'm saying? These couples, they post, I was trying to get creative, go to places. I've never done adventuring with you. You're doing a helicopter tour. Cool. For the past 4 months, you haven't left the suburb. So take it easy. Episode 45, Correct Opinions. Welcome back. Thank y'all. It is July 22nd. We're almost 7 months through 2020. Praise the Lord. And most importantly, could you say your R's when you're a kid? Rhetorical question. You can't answer that. I could always say my R's perfectly. I know a lot of kids couldn't say their R's growing up. I like when I learned that about somebody because I make fun of them. Oh, did you have trouble talking? Not me, man. Right out of the room, I was like, and a week from today, I have my Hindsight 2020 live stream. That's right, folks. Get your tickets. We're selling them. Thank you guys who've already bought them. There is a limited capacity to this live stream. So don't wait too long. You might miss out. July 29th, 8 p.m. Central. I'm coming at you with a little live stream event. It's going to be fun. All new stuff. You haven't seen this on my social media. You're not going to see this on my tour whenever that resumes. So yeah, treykennedy.com/live to get them. Thank you guys so much. And this is episode 45. Wow. Roll music.
Correct opinions. Correct opinions.
Oh, I lost my kickball game. Lost the last kickball game. 1-2 on the season. I mean, I need something. I need a win, man. I need a win. Maybe it's a live stream. We'll see you then. That'll be fun. And I don't know. It's just kind of, starting to wear on me. It's weird times, you know. We got all the fun states these days are there's basically shut down, which I guess makes sense. Maybe everyone was there hanging out. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to do something for Labor Day. What could we do? Could we drive? If flying's too scary, could we drive? I don't know. I'll get in a flight. I don't care. But do Florida? No, I guess they're not allowing people in or something like that. Texas? No. California? Shut down the restaurants. I can't get any sushi there. Arizona? No. My options are like North Dakota and Maine. So both pretty places. I don't know how to get there. But things could be worse. I'm still in my home. We got a little, if you're watching on the YouTube, we got a little different setup. We have a big announcement here in a couple of days. I'm not going to just keep an eye out. Friday, big announcements from the Trey Kennedy camp. Be ready for it. Someone sent me an amazing, you remember the bride and groom we roasted last week? Gonna let your money burn. They emailed me saying, someone sent us to your podcast. We'll listen to it. And they were good sports. So thank you to you guys. They said over in the UK, ushers and groomsmen are the same thing. For those that it's worth. But she said they still use them both as free labor. So we got our bases covered there. UK and the US, if you're asked to be in a wedding, you're free labor. That we need to start a union for being a groomsman. Would you be my groomsman in? Yeah, let me get in touch with the union so you don't overwork me. Like I'm some kind of, yeah, it's just going to be, you're going to work like 40 hours this weekend. Not pay. You have to pay for it, actually. Yeah, you need to go rent. You have to buy your outfit and then come to work and get not get paid. Groomsmen need to unionize. I'll head that up. Thank you. I should have done that before I was a groomsman 90 times. Someone sent me this terrific profile online. So I've never... I did find someone made a Wikipedia page about me. That's kind of funny. We need to put in there that I'm a TikTok star. I mean, it needs some updating. Head of the Groomsmen Union, TikTok star, a few things. I'm not worried about it, okay? But there's random stuff on the internet of me, like very, strange things. I don't really pay attention to it, but shout out Margaret. She sent me this one. You guys can send me anything you want me to talk about, correctopinions@treykeener.com, or follow the Instagram account, @correct.opinions, @correctopinions. But this is on a website called DreShare, and it's kind of my profile. So this goes down and says, Trey Kennedy is an American YouTuber, musician, Instagram star from Oklahoma, United States. That all checks out, Oklahoma. And it is in the United States. He posted funny videos on Vine account. So, you know, we talked about someone who couldn't say their R's. This person, I don't know if English was the first language. That's fine. He loves to create humorous content for other people. True. Still, he never imagined being a top entertainment today. What do you do for a living, Trey? I'm a top entertainment. What? That's it? He goes on to say, oh, there's a picture of me and my family, which is pretty disturbing. Oh. Both he and her sister were brought up together by their mom dad. Have you seen my mom dad? Your parents? My mom dad? The two of them shares a close bond. So somehow they know the status of my relationship with my sibling. That's not true. He earned his college degree from State University. Still, he emerged out as an internet storm. Tornado Trey, baby. Once TikTok was released, Kennedy joined it and proceeded to be the most impressive creator on the app. It doesn't say that. We need to add that edit to it, though. Agreed. Okay, it goes out here to my bio. It says Okay, what is it? It says my... this part's great. On the other hand, he keeps his relationship status very secret. This was a couple years ago, I guess. Though, some people doubted that he is gay. Trey confirmed he's straight. His followers wish him luck to the perfect spouse or girlfriend or whatever. So, that was one of my favorite parts of posting, because I didn't... Like I said, you back years ago, I posted a picture with my father, and now it's on this creepy website. I'm not sharing that stuff. But even when you get married, that feel, you know, it's kind of... Feels like a weird thing to hide. So, I posted something like, here she is. And all the comments were either, thought he'd be gay or thought he'd marry a black girl. Which... To be honest, I really enjoy both those. Like, well, I guess I kept everyone guessing. It says I'm... Let's see here. My ethnicity is white Caucasian. Okay. My height is 5'7". Come on! I'm 6'1 with shoes on. This was funny because my wife's 5'10". And of course, we've been on the internet. That's what people do. And what do you do when you meet someone on the internet? You do your research on the webs. That's what you do. You're a weirdo if you don't do that. Maybe. And there's several websites that list me at like 5'6 or 5'7. I don't know where they've gotten this. But it's whatever. Shout out my short homies. It's all good. But 5'7. It says I'm 143 pounds. 5'7, 143 pounds. That's the size of half y'all's golden doodles. Do I look like I'm 140 pounds? My bicep size is 13. That's actually generous, right? Was that a... My body measurements? What? It says my waist is 30 and my hips are 35. First, now I'm going to judge this one less because obviously if you watch my content a lot, you're probably focusing a lot on the hips. I have gentle hips. I rotate them easily in a circular fashion. My hips, 35. I don't know. My waist 30. Come on. 5'7", 140, 30-inch waist. Do I look like a tiny, tiny man on your screens? This is shoe size 9.5. I'm 11.5. Dude, 12 and some. 12 and some. Wasn't that the funniest thing as a kid? Used to just, you buy a shoe size like one too big. You're just always like, no, dude, my shoe size is like 10. There's grown men who still worry about that. Yeah, my feet are like really big for my size. Or they'll be like, yeah, I could eat so much. You know it's a problem. That's the thing you brag about when you're 12, not when you're 28. Both those people are living at their parents' house. Says my eye color's gray and my hair color's black. What? It's like I'm a tiny anime creature or something. Some kind of gray eyes. Have you ever met a human with gray eyes? This is outrageous. It says my my favorite actor is Tom Cruise. They're just completely making this. It's just like, hey, let's fill this out. Favorite actor? He seems like a Tom Cruise guy. Yeah. They're both tiny dudes. Tom Cruise. It says my net worth is $1.3 million and my salary is $32,000. That's mathematically impossible. Who made this? Millionaire, tiny guy, Tom Cruise, but he makes $30,000 a year. None of that makes sense. Tom Cruise is a millionaire. Multi-millionaire. Well, he was. He probably... Church of Scientology probably has taken it all, but that's another topic. Church of Scientology, man. The city I'm in. Like downtown into the heart of the town, there's a huge sign now. It says Church of Scientology. I heard it was a big ordeal. They won. They got to put their sign up. You guys watch that documentary, dude? That's why I want to go in there one day. They're open all the time. Might have to. I'm going to go into there and see what's going on. Report back. I don't know if I'm going to do that, actually. It says my dream holiday destination's Italy. Okay. Rubbing my face. Corona. Favorite color's brown. This is so insulting. I have gray eyes. My favorite color's brown. Love to do. Traveling and playing video games. Home details. Living in... that's not the correct city. Biography. His voice is soft and soothing. Who wrote this, dude? It says I'm 5 feet. It says, moreover, he has maintained a perfect, healthy body. So weird. Well, that was Dre Share telling you all you need to know about me. If you've ever wanted real details on me and search the internet, they're all wrong. That is amazing. Someone else sent in this gold. They're in a sociology class, right? Sociology class. It is, how do you say, it's on marriage. So, thank you for sending this in. Said he's got the ultimate care in his professor. Hey, Trey, I'm taking a summer class, and this professor is doing the most. Why are you doing so much? Check out my songs on Spotify. This is a sociology class about marriage. I'm only taking this to fulfill my society on. There we go, dude. Gosh, I was bragging about my R's, and I can't read sociology. This is a class about marriage, and she's composed a personal list of things she looks for in a potential spouse and her 10 deal breakers. So, first of all, this list lady, she teaches sociology class, I can't talk, about marriage. And this is her list of what she looks for in a guy. This is a class on the sociology of finding a spouse from a woman who hasn't found one. Okay, she says, you hear about this a lot, especially I grew up, you know, conservative, went to church, I don't know if you've heard this. I feel like this is a popular thing where, like, sit down and make a detailed list of what you want in a spouse. I mean, dozens of items. That's how you find them. Make a list of 30 items. It's like, if you make a list of 30 items, you won't find them until you're at least 30. 40 items, 40, 50, let's keep it going. It's like, This won't work. She said, I made a commitment not to put anything about looks in the list because looks fade and change based on age and possibly circumstances. But that's just lying to yourself. Come on. If anyone's being true, dude, if anyone's 100% true, like, what do you look for in a spouse? Number one out of all their spouses should be hot. That's, I mean, that's the, but that's just being a human. That's fine. It's good or bad, probably bad. I don't know. But it's like, that's how you see someone. You're like, oh, they're attractive. And then you move forward. Very rare circumstances. Maybe you do like a blind date. When have those ever gone? Maybe you were on the show Love at First Sight. Maybe you're blind. Those are the only ways that wouldn't be number one. So she goes on to say, here's my list. This is from a woman who, again, number one, must have at minimum a bachelor's degree. Oh, number one. Jeez. All right. Number two, must have an established career. Okay. I made a point not to put looks on this list because that's shallow and looks fade. Number one and two, money. Number three, must live on his own and have his own car. Okay. Seems like a combo one, but all right. Number four, must have good credit. How do you imagine going on a date with a girl? It's like, yeah, date number one went well. Date number two was last night, and I had to bring a notarized document of my credit score. So that was a little different, but, you know, it's on our list. Number five, must attend church. Perfect. 1, 2, 3, 4. Money, 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 money. Five, character qualities. Let's move into that now. Six, must do volunteer work and mentoring. Jeez. You must volunteer and mentor? You're squeezing in like 12 or 13 to this list of 10 here, Shelly. Must have strong work ethic. Must be ambitious. Those are, I mean, what's the definition of ambitious? Having or showing a strong desire to succeed. Professor doesn't know what synonyms are. The next one, must enjoy traveling and music. Is that, have you ever met someone who's like, music, blah, do not like it. Mm-mm-mm. It's like not liking ranch or something. By the way, dude, I went out to eat. Shout out to this dude listens to the podcast. That'd be awesome. But I went out to eat because I'm about to roast you. We went out to eat. And the waitress, it was me and like five or six friends. And the waitress comes over with a tray, which looks like little shot glasses or something. And, you know, this, when I'm out and about, someone may come say hey or buy me a drink because they're a fan or whatever. And that's great. I enjoy that. So she's bringing over this tray, which looks like shots or drinks or something. I'm like, oh, did someone like hook up the table? And then she sets down, it's like 10 little side cups of ranch. She's like, this is, I was told to tell you that Greg's a fan. That was it. I mean, me and all my buddies sat there and racked our brains. What could possibly be the purpose of this message? Am I known as like a ranch guy? I don't know. I made it like a joke or two about ranch probably. Did I make a bunch of jokes about ranch on the podcast? Maybe. I just couldn't believe the waitress. Imagine being a waitress and the guy's like, hey, that guy over there, send him over 12 things of ranch. She went back in the kitchen and filled up 12 ranches. I hope he tipped her well. Jeez. If I'm a waiter, I'm going to be like, dude, I'm not. This is a step up from Chili's, man. I'm not doing that. But it's like, everyone likes ranch. Everyone likes music. Must enjoy. What are y'all's thoughts on somebody who doesn't like dancing? My buddies, they're just like, I don't dance. Don't like dancing. All right. Oh, you're a lot of fun. Get on the dance floor, dude. Grow up. 9, a good listener. 10, must be professional in appearance. Parentheses, meaning keeps hair cut, dresses nicely. This is like my mom's list for me as her child. This is not a, you need to get a degree. You need to get a career. You need to live on your own. You need to have a good credit score. We'll help you with that. You should go to church. You should look into doing volunteer work. You need to work hard. Enjoy life and keep your hair cut. That's my mom's list for me. This girl, this is for your husband. This is a guy you want to fall in love with, be passionately in love with. Hey, hey, keep your neck shaved and get your credit score up. But without further ado, there are also the deal breakers, okay? So not only is she sitting down on your date saying, this is what I need, this is what you better not have. Number one, she goes on to say, I don't care how fine they were, how much money they had. If they had any one of the deal breakers, for me, it meant move on. We tend to overlook them because it's just not a big deal, but they'll change. No, they, all caps, no, they won't. Starting to feel like this girl might have had a divorce or two. No, they won't. They never change. My personal deal breakers are, one, no smokers. And that means smoking anything, in parentheses. Yeah, I'll have like a cigar on the golf course maybe a couple times a year. Bye! Two, someone that drinks too much. Okay. Three, someone that is negative. That's ironic. Four, someone that is overly social and needs a lot of attention. I would get cut. Someone who's overly social? Yeah, I like to go to a party every now and then, have a cigar. You're a demon. Five, someone who does not attend church. I feel like here are the 10 things I need. You should have good credit and attend church. Deal breakers, bad credit, doesn't attend church. We kind of get the point. Six, someone with poor hygiene. Okay. Seven, someone who sleeps too much. On average, how many hours do you require a night? Oh, you know, I like my sleep. I've noticed I need a good 9 hours. All right. I got to move. I got to go. Someone who does not take accountability for their actions. Someone that is irresponsible. Again, synonymous. Someone that is not goal-oriented and does not focus on constant improvement. And then she goes on to say, this is just like a job search. We invest in our job search by looking for certain things. Location, industry, compensation, benefits. Why don't you approach finding a mate using the same mentality? This woman's teaching a class on this? Imagine first meeting my current wife, Katie. Like, all right, listen. What's your location status? I need to know where you live. Two. What tax bracket are you in? I'm going to need to know this. I need your standardized test scores, as well as a personal statement on what you'll provide to me in this relationship, as well as what I intend to. It's like, this isn't a job. So she assigns, this is an assignment. I would like for you to make a list of 10 desired characteristics and 10 deal breakers. Man. I mean, hey, listen, man. I'm gonna have to break up because in Sociology 101, I kind of made this list. And, well, you are pigeon-footed and I'm out. So that's what my deal breakers would be. Let me tell you what my 10 deal breakers would be if I did this assignment and turn this into her. See what she'd say to me. Number one, can't be a professor. They're annoying. Number two, must not sleep. I want someone who's nocturnal, baby, because when I'm asleep, I'm vulnerable. They need to sleep all day, and then we protect each other. Three, six figures. Four, they must be at least 5'7", 143, because that's the size of me. It's funny, too. This woman, I guarantee this woman's boyfriend or any potential, I guarantee you everyone she's dated is taller than her. That's not on your list, but we know. We know. That's every girl's. If every girl's, she should give a automatically drop to a B. Any girl who turns in a list, that number one isn't taller than me. That should be, we know that. My gosh, I've had conversations with girls I know. I'm like, what? I can say, hey, this guy's a doctor for the poor, and he's got a 8-pack, and he's got millions of dollars, and he's really nice. He's 5'7". Ew! It's amazing. And then you're like, oh, that guy's in the NFL in 6'7". Yeah, did you know he got suspended for a season for hitting women? Oh, well, he's still really hot. Okay. Just because he's tall. Oh, that's the one good thing about these sports bubbles. They have to keep all of them in there. They can't commit to domestic violence. So that's a plus. Dark joke there. Okay. Oh, what was I going to say? I just don't. This just will never work. This is how you stay single for a long time. All right, guys, we're going to do a seltzer. The best spiked seltzer in the game. That's right. We're doing spiked seltzer madness here on the podcast. If you follow me on Instagram or following along, we did sparkling madness, the best regular sparkling water. LaCroix crown champion, the original. Bubbly almost took him down as a tight race, but shout out LaCroix. But I saw a lot of people saying, "Hey, we got to do the spiked version." So we'll do it here in Correct Opinions. This is what I want y'all to do, man. There's a lot of options out there. I have a couple of my favorites. I'm not going to say that. I don't want to be biased to the competition here, but if you have one you're passionate about, send in a voice message or a video message to the Instagram account at correct.opinions or the email correctopinions@trakener.com. Explain why whatever seltzer you love deserves to win. We'll play them through. We'll do some voting. We'll do something fun, and we'll crown the best spiked seltzer out there, because we all need to know that, because it's summertime and we're bored and we're hitting the pool if we have one, or hitting the lake if we know one, or the beach, but they're probably all closed. So mainly we're drinking seltzers in our garage. So it's all good. So yeah, hit it up. It's going to be good. I think it'll be a lot of fun. And, you know, I did the Sparkling Madness. A couple of those companies took notice, sent me some sparkling water of my own. Also, Spikeball hit me up, dude. Dude, I made that White People Summer video. I was like, I love hip hop, 21 Pilots. And then one of the 21 Pilots dudes commented on the video. Amazing. And then Spikeball was like, we're honored. We want to send you some stuff. And I got Spikeball gear, dude. I went and played pickleball the other day with a Spikeball shirt on. A random guy showed up in a suit. It said Guinness World Records. And he goes, congrats. You just set a record for the whitest day on earth. I was like, oh. So add that to the Wikipedia page. I played pickleball in a Spikeball shirt, brought my Nalgene, I applied sunscreen prior, and then afterward, I went and got a Diet Coke. Yep. So that's cool. So friends of ours are like, they got married, small ceremony style, and they're going on like a 10-day road trip. You know, they're just doing what they can, right? They're just like driving through like Montana or some crap. And Katie, my wife, she's like, I'm jealous. I want to go on a 10-day trip. It's like, that sounds like my nightmare. We'll never go on that long of a trip. She's like, well, yes, we will. I don't know what that is about me. We went on a mini honeymoon, right, to like freaking Arkansas. I'm like, hey, you know I take care of my girl. We're going to Arkansas for our honeymoon. I wish I proposed to her. If there wasn't COVID going on, I would propose to you on a Jumbotron, girl. That's what you get when you sign up for this stallion. But, dude, I don't want to go. I don't want to go somewhere for 10 days. I'm just like, I'm on like day four. I'm like, yeah, I kind of get it. I don't do sites. Like I studied abroad for a month. And we were like, hey, we're in Barcelona. Let's go look at that really big church they're building. I'm like, you can Google it. That's just me. That's a problem I have. We were in Paris. Everyone went to the Louvre. I went to Disneyland. I gotta ride roller coasters. Wait a minute, look at this. Paint. Let's talk about art. Oh, isn't it infuriating? Does anyone understand it? I've never met anyone who understands it. We see it all the time. This art sells for $300 million. Why? And honest to God, it'll be this acoustic panel you see behind me. It's just a thing painted in gray. But the secret was he did it by only eating cement for a month and used his fecal matter to create the piece. And it's called A-hole abyss or something. It's like, what? 28 million dollars, let's say. Most expensive. Also, do you guys listen to the podcast and they have like a person whose sole role there is to Google stuff? You realize how Google how fast Google is? Why? Yes. I just do it. Just type it yourself. Joe Rogan? Somebody? Most expensive art in the world. I just think it's so. Or it was like the viral thing where like they just taped a banana to the wall and sold it for however much. The most expensive painting was Salvatore Mundi. It sold for $450 million. It was bought by this guy who's 34 years old. He lives in Saudi Arabia and he has however many billions of dollars. I just don't. I know people who could draw this. And naked lady, that's disgusting. What? And the, you know, the this one, this famous one, the Scream. This was from this was made by I don't know who. But that's a child's crayon painting. It sold for $300 million. What has happened? Naked lady. Why are we? It's a little suspect. And now we have this random naked lady drawing. 300 million. All right. Put that in your foyer. It's kind of a weird move, but it's no one understands it. And it, I guess it's because of like the technique or something. It blows my mind. And I think it's rolled over you. And then you see Sarah Marie, you went to college with, doing a little blotted painting that she's trying to sell for $1,200. And you're like, who does she think she is? No one's buying it. No one's going to buy that. What? You can just print off anything online that looks fine. $50. Heck, I didn't pay that much for a neon sign. Customized neon sign, baby. $1,200. And I didn't pay $1,200. What are we doing? It's, yeah, the art, it's very frustrating. It's kind of like, I think I might do art. I'm just like, not shower for 6 months and take my like armpit gunk and spread it on a wall and with blueberries and call it like call it berry smelly. Do I get $10 million for that? That's what they're, I mean, that's kind of what a lot of these people are doing. I heard the Mona Lisa, you go with the Louvre, it's like the size of a, it's like the size of a MacBook Pro. Like, oh, it's kind of a bummer. Thought it'd be more exciting than that. Sistine Chapel, seen that, seen the ceiling of that. That's impressive. It's just like a lot going on, and it's like a ceiling. You know, you have to get up on a rafter, crank your neck. Mona Lisa, that guy, he did that in a few hours. He did it in an afternoon. He could have done that with a few seltzers in him. It's just ridiculous. So, art's frustrating. I don't want to talk about that anymore. Nicki Minaj is pregnant. How about that? Nicki Minaj. Nicki Minaj is pregnant. Who's the father? Who's the father? A surgeon? It's about the rest of her, so. Nicki Minaj is expecting her first child. We're very excited for Nicki. She's going to name her son. What do you think she'd name her child? Let's say if it's a son, she'd name him. Like, you know how everyone does baby talk? Oh, aren't you a little cute? Nicki Minaj would be like, I'm really going to keep it up, but I'm a doll, and I know that you're so cute. Oh, but you're my baby. I love you so much. You can eat you up. That's how she would talk to her baby. Her husband, she has a husband, Kenneth Petty. Not sure. She did a pregnancy shoot, of course, that is mildly infuriating. you know, it's Bad Baby lead president. Nicki Minaj is starting a family. It's great. Do you see Kanye dropped out of the race like instantly? He like forgot to sign up for it or something. Yo, I'm running for president. Okay, you got to like do this stuff to do it. Ah, man, I don't know. I thought I could just say it. Imagine announcing you're going to sign up for like the most important job in the world. Like, I forgot to kind of do that part. Next up, Nicki Minaj. Why not? She's going to be a mom. She's going to be a great mom. She'll, her anaconda don't want none unless you got buns, hon. Well, this little baby's buns are going to be softer than silk, and she's going to want it all. Let's talk WWE for a second. Saw this headline where a guy apparently lost an eye. Rey Mysterio, I've heard that name. I don't know if you guys are fans of WWE. That, it's right there with art in terms of things I truly don't understand. Says fans of pro wrestling are used to wacky gimmicks such as dog collar match or casket match, but a gimmick for Sunday's latest event was one for the books, an eye for an eye match. The match was billed as ending only when one competitor successfully pulled out the other competitor's eye. And since a gimmick match is usually used to increase interest in pay-per-view, it worked, as a lot of fans were wondering how they're going to successfully pull this off. He used the corner of the ring steps to pop Mysterio's right eye out of its socket. Now relax. They only showed a brief glimpse of the eye, which didn't look too real. Then cut to the guy a few feet away throwing up. Why are we watching this? What? Wait, art's like take advantage for rich people, and WWE's taking advantage of poor people. It's like pay $100, this will gouge this guy's eye out, and they just everyone knows it's fake though, right? I'm pretty sure, so I just don't understand it. It's kind of like, I guess it's just like theater for people with monster trucks. You know what I mean? It's like if Hamilton was in a trailer park. That kind of a thing, I think. I mean, I really want to go to one day. I think it'd be amazing. It's kind of like a Nickelback concert of wrestling. I also haven't seen Hamilton yet. I have no interest. I need to watch it. I guess everyone's watching that. They're just singing about the forefathers or something. I don't know. It's just a bunch of white people prancing around. Sounds like WWE to me. So I think I'll give them both a try. Give them my review. Give them my thoughts. I'll have to watch the next WWE pay-per-view. I don't know what's next. I guess they do casket where they put a guy in a casket and then an eye for an eye. What's next? They're going to like fake somebody. Maybe they'll just do Hamilton. Combine that. That's what the people want. Hamilton WWE collab. Just guys in tights hitting high notes and high rear naked chokes. That's what I want to see. No, our forefathers signed the Constitution. My Constitution's fading as well as you choke me out. I'm seeing stars. I am a star. Oh, 13 original colonies. The 13 original colonies. I only take 13 seconds to lose consciousness. That's what I want to say. Keep an eye for that. Like I said, guys, big announcement Friday. Appreciate you guys coming back to Correct Opinions every week. It's a lot of fun. Looking for an announcement Friday. The live stream's happening next Wednesday. So again, TreyKennedy.com. TreyKennedy.com/live. Don't want to miss out. I'm going to go watch Hamilton and WWE and grab a seltzer. Hope you have a good week, y'all. Talk to you soon. Peace.
Correct Opinions. Correct Opinions. The correct opinion.